Fishing for repentance. It's my favorite repentance account in the Bible. It was surely Peter's favorite fish story. Peter fished all night at the north end of the Sea of Galilee. He stayed close to the shore where the fish were attracted to the hot springs pouring into the lake. He raised lamps which would attract the fish to the boat. Peter was a successful professional and used proven fishing techniques. The result of burning the midnight oil? Not one fish. In the morning, he pulled to shore to rinse and straighten his nets. The prophet, Jesus, came by, and a crowd started pressing. So Jesus commandeered Peter's vessel and preached to the people from the boat. Then, rather than go back into shore where Peter can get a long-awaited nap, Jesus says, "Put out into deep water for a catch." Perhaps to humor Jesus or to acknowledge him as a notoriety, or perhaps. At any rate, Peter says, "Okay, because you say so." The nets go down, but don't come up easy. They have a catch. As the fish are pulled in, the boat sits lower and lower till water starts trickling over the gunwales. I wish it was on video. Peter kneels down before Jesus on piles of fish and says, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." To the best of our knowledge, Jesus had not mentioned anything about Peter's sin. He had not scolded him, saying, "Peter, you are a crummy, depraved reprobate, deserving the fires of hell." And there was no "just as I am" playing in the background. What made Peter repent? It was the pile of fish. A landslide of prosperity brought repentance. I have heard people pray that non-believers experience hardships to turn them to God. For a few, hardship might be a stimulant. But if you want real repentance, it will come from encountering our Father's abundant, loving kindness. Interestingly, by the kindness of God, in a repeat performance, Peter got another great catch. It sealed a great comeback. See John 21. Don't you see how wonderfully kind, tolerant, and patient God is with you? Does this mean nothing to you? Can you see that His kindness is intended to turn you from your sin? Romans 4:4. Paul said God's kindness leads us to repentance. Rather than pray your enemies and non-Christian friends get a dose of hardship to lead them to Christ, pray for the goodness of God to bowl them over. Jesus said, "Bless your enemies. Don't curse them." When we experience God's cascading blessings, it may lead us into a trembling sensation of awe and wonder, which causes us to turn to our gracious benefactor. Consider the prophecy of Jeremiah in 33:9. "They will be in awe and will tremble at the abundant prosperity and peace I provide." May our friends who are distant from Yeshua be hit hard by His overflowing kindness, bringing them to true repentance.